Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hi there, and welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm very excited to read to you today. Today, we're going to be reading a book called Let's Talk About Body Boundaries. I like this book and I like this topic because for kids, sometimes children don't know what boundaries are and how to set those boundaries. And this book gives a lot of wonderful and very clear examples of how to establish those boundaries and examples of how those boundaries could possibly be violated. So let's get right into it and let's talk about body boundaries. Meet Chloe. She's a young lady who loves her long braids, her parents, and her school gardening club. She grows fruit trees and takes care of rare flowers. Charlie is often not aware of his own strength, so he plays way too rough during games.
"You'll be it!"
he exclaimed, trying to tag Chloe. Not feeling up for that game, Chloe quickly gathered her school bag and headed home.
"Guess what? Your granny from Toronto is coming to visit,"
Dad said happily when Chloe got home. But the news upset Chloe even more. She wanted to go straight to her room.
"Honey, you seem down. Is everything okay?"
Dad always notices Chloe's mood. Chloe always shares her true feelings with Mom and Dad. "Daddy, I don't like the way Charlie pulls my pigtails and hugs me too tight," said Chloe. "And Granny's kisses are sometimes too much. And so is Lucky jumping on me to show his love."
Dad nodded. "It's okay to feel that way, Chloe. Everyone has their own comfort space. It's important to tell people, whether it's Charlie or even Granny, when their actions make us uncomfortable. It helps them learn to respect our personal space. Strangers, friends, even people you are close to, like your granny, none of them can invade your space if you don't want them to. Your body is yours. So you can choose to simply say no and wave or blow a kiss.
Blow kiss.
Just let them know your personal boundaries. And Granny will still love you lots. Trust me, understanding boundaries is easy. Imagine someone not just being next to you, but being too close. So close that you would like to turn or even walk away. This is your personal space. Your own invisible bubble. And you decide who to let inside."
"Dad, do my thoughts and feelings also have boundaries? Yesterday, Lucy said we couldn't be friends if I didn't join the swim club with her. But I want to learn how to rollerblade. Rollerbladers are so fast and graceful."
"Absolutely. To live a happy and full life, we all need to make our own choices and express our own thoughts and emotions. You can show your love and respect by giving personal space to those you care about. That means you can be much closer in thoughts and feelings, even without your bodies being close to each other. For example, when Mom is doing a workout, you should wait until she finishes and then she will help you with your homework. And when I'm on a video call, this could be a good time for you to have fun with your stickers or draw a picture of me working. If you'd like to enter a room where Mom or Dad are, gently knocking on the door,
knock, knock, knock,
is exactly what a caring person would do. One of the most private parts of each of us is hidden behind our underwear. We do not show those parts to others, and trying to see or touch them is rude and dangerous. You should call and run for help right away if someone does."
"But what about doctor visits? Can she ask me to show my body to her?" asked Chloe.
"That is a good question. Our bodies might be unhealthy or need a checkup, and that is the doctor's job. Anyway, Mommy or I will always come with you for that."
"What about strangers? How can I tell when something is wrong?"
"Chloe, you are a smart girl and ask clever questions. So, friendly strangers are fine as long as they're not asking you to go somewhere with them or not giving you sweets to do something. If that happens, you should call one of your palm crew for help."
Oh, little boy, here's a lollipop. Can you help me find my kitty? Would you like to come with me?
Hehehe, scary stranger with candy. Palm 5? Whoa, that sounds great. But who is that? A palm crew is how you remember the people you trust the most. Each of your fingers is a person, and you are the palm of the hand. Let's see, that could be mom, and me, your cousin, granny, and your teacher. 5 people who are always there to help you. But if none of us is around, ask any adult for help or leave as soon as you can.
Chloe was happy she had told her dad her worries and asked all her questions. Now she knows about her personal space, how to protect it, and how to respect the personal space of others. The next day, Chloe went to the swimming pool to support Lucy. And Lucy did the same for Chloe afterward. She went to watch Chloe try rollerblading. Our friendship is even stronger now. The next important thing was to meet Charlie at the gardening club. I've missed you, friend. Let's plant a berry bush and look after it together. Chloe was honest and told Charlie about her boundaries. She did not like her braids being pulled. Charlie was happy they were friends, taking care of each other even more by respecting each other's personal space. That day, Chloe and Charlie planted a raspberry bush to look after together. You can make the world a better place for others and for yourself, but there will always be things you would never want to change, like a new bedtime story by Dad and Mom's goodnight kiss. I'm so glad we got to talk about body boundaries on the podcast. Now, at the end of the book, there's a page that says, "Let's talk with Chloe." And there are some questions that parents can ask their kids. So what I'll do is I'll go through each one of the questions, and I encourage you to pause after each question, allow your child to answer the question, and move on to the next one. So let's talk with Chloe. What did you learn about keeping your body safe? Can you think of some ways we can show respect for other people's boundaries? Can you imagine a situation when you might need to say no to someone? Who are your palm crew you would ask for help or have questions about your body? Can you think of something important from this book you would like to share with your friend when you meet them the next time? Well, this brings us to the end of our episode. Do check out the book, the physical copy. There's a barcode at the end that you can scan for a surprise. Once again, thanks again for listening in. I will link the book in the show notes description. If you have any thoughts on this episode, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram page. I will also link that in the show notes description. Thank you so much for listening in. Please share this episode with a friend. This is an important topic, an important message that I want to make sure kids hear. And I will see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now.